Yes, ma'am. What is your name?
Crystal Dawn March.
Okay. Once again, Ms. March, would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Crystal March at 326-410.
Thank you, Ms. March. You're filled with Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 4th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes.
And on there, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, but there are 5 board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead panelist for your hearing today. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Lodge and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and you so affirming?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Ms. Lodge, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? In a reason that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 1, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within 1 working day after being released on about August 7, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were restrained from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Lawrence, I move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now we're going into phase 2 of your hearing, ma'am. And at the end of this, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin phase 2 by receiving some background information, so we're going to ask you to remain quiet as Mr. Turner will give us that background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, Ms. Lodge was released from ADC custody on 9-6-2018 and arrested on 8-19-2018 by Arizona DPS. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 8-19-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12-18-2018 with 12 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, burglary tool possession, 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with disorderly conduct and decent exposure noted. Other arrest, 2009, marijuana violation, Oklahoma, unknown. 2012, controlled substance violation, Oklahoma, felony conviction, probation. 2012, failure to appear, first degree, Oklahoma, unknown. 2014, forgery, Oklahoma, unknown. 2016, burglary, Oklahoma, unknown. She has a GB score of G1, V1.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we're back to you, Ms. Watts. It seemed that when you were released, you were to check in at Skelly House down in Phoenix, up here in Phoenix, and apparently you never reported. So what happened?
I gave up after being out, and I didn't go to the parole. I didn't follow through.
In a particular year, what did you do? You didn't follow through, so what were you doing during that period of time then?
I was living on the street and not wanting to change.
I'm just going to ask, you prefer living on the streets than living in a halfway house? That's what you're telling the board now?
Yes, there was no excuse for it.
Okay. Did you have any friends or did you know anybody in Phoenix? The reason that you didn't go to the halfway house?
No, sir.
Okay. And let me not make an assumption. Did you find any employment while you were out?
No.
And you didn't do any hearings while you were out?
No.
Okay, so you were just out on the streets for those, I think you said 12 days, and so we don't quite know what you were doing. Okay, so I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time.
I did write a letter to the board.
Okay,
if
yes.
If that helps.
Yes, ma'am. Look, let me take some information from Mr. Turner at this time, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I didn't see this in the warrant. It might be there. On 8-7-2018, the offender did report to the parole office for her initial intake. While waiting in the lobby, the offender told the front desk officer that she had to go get something to eat, and she would return back to do her intake. The offender left her bag of property and her medications in the front lobby and never returned back.
Yes, sir. That was included in the warrant information. In the request for the warrant. But thank you so much for putting that on record. And so you were there. Why did you just leave everything? You left your purse, you left your ID, you left everything there. So why would you do that, ma'am?
Because I was planning on coming back. It took me 2 hours to get to a place where I could eat and then take my medication. By then, it was like 3 o'clock and it was hot. I didn't walk back to the parole office.
Are you on medication now, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Is it helping you?
Yes, it is. It's different than the ones they prescribed me when I left.
Okay.
Your prison last time. I was on the medication that I think was controlling, was not good for my brain and not controlling my seizures correctly.
But you think the medication you're on now, you do think that that is helpful?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, we're glad to hear that. Okay,
I have temporal lobe brain damage or temporal lobe epilepsy, and it has to be controlled with medication due to methamphetamine use.
We're sorry to hear that. So when did the last time you used methamphetamine, ma'am?
2 days before the day I got in here.
Oh, so you were still using them?
Yes, I was.
Do you plan to continue to use, or have you had enough of that for the rest of your life? What are your plans, ma'am, as it relates to drugs?
I think that it was the reason why it brought me back to prison, and it's gotten me into trouble. I've been a 20-year meth user, and it's destroyed my life. It's not something that I want any part of anymore.
Well, I hope that you take Dr. High, because we don't want to see you in there. We definitely don't want to see it affecting your health status, and because we want you to come out and be a productive citizen. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Okay, so I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time.
Yes, sir.
I don't see any questions coming from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Is there anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, ma'am?
That my drug life is over and I need rehabilitation and not prison. No excuse why I did not show the parole. I left because I was scared of change. So this has led me to know that already showed me that drugs led me to prison because of financial disputes back home. It's still not an option. And I would like a second chance to a halfway house or another drug-free living arrangement.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Now, ma'am, the board is going into discussion. But let me ask you just one other question. What were you doing before we went to discussion when the Department of Public Services picked you up, Public Safety, when they picked you up, when DPS picked you up? What were you doing right then, ma'am?
I had a head concussion. Right before I came in. You can see it on my picture, my DOC picture. I was, I guess another seizure had hit me, and so I was laying on government property trying to feel better and seeing if I wanted to go to the hospital.
Okay, so they came by and they picked you up. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, well, the board is going into discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make its determination. So please remain quiet, but stay on the phone and listen to everything that the board members will be saying. The board is now in discussion. I found Ms. Lodge has been a very interesting person, but I think that she had some health challenges and she was not on the correct medication, and as a result of that, it just did not work out. She did go, as was made very clear by Mr. Turner, she did go to her old office, but she just got up and left everything and went and to get something to eat and didn't return, and she remained out during the rest of her stay until she was picked up by DPS. I think it would be in her best interest. I know what she wants, but I think it would be in her best interest for her just to stay in and complete this and get her life together, stay on that medication, and put together a plan so when she gets out the next time, she won't make the same mistake again. That's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Ms. Lodge did violate terms and conditions of supervision and based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W2320, as well as testimony coming from Ms. Lodge and Mr. Turner. I'm going to move to revoke the commitment of supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself to revoke, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Pavonis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Ma'am, the board has voted enough to revoke your commitment to supervision. However, you want to be out on December the 18th, before the holiday. So I'm going to ask that you work with your CO3, put something together so when you get out this time, you'll have a plan and you will not make the same mistake again. Because we do not, I repeat, we do not want to see you in orange again. Good luck, and this will end your hearing. Please sit the phone down and for the next inmate. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.